The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as we mentioned there, the trial of 52-year-old Riad Bouchacker of No Fixed Abode opened before the Central Criminal Court in Dublin today. And we're joined now by News Talk's court correspondent and host of the All Rise podcast, Frank Graney. And a warning that some listeners may find some of this item upsetting. Frank, today was the opening day of the trial, a first opportunity for the prosecution to lay out its case. What did the jury hear in relation to what is alleged to have happened?
Well, specifically in relation to what's alleged to have happened on the day in question, the prosecuting barrister, a man called Carl Finnegan, told the jury that a group of young children were leaving school that afternoon when Riad Bouchacker is alleged to have approached them with a knife, and he is alleged to have started stabbing them. The men and women of the jury were told they would hear from a childcare worker in due course who was with the children at the time and became aware of a man close by. She said that she noticed this man had a knife, and after he started jabbing with it, as she grabbed him from behind, shouted at him to get away. At one point, the jury was told she noticed that she herself had been stabbed and injured. The knife, according to Mr. Finnegan in his opening address, and I should say that an opening address in any criminal trial by a prosecuting barrister like Mr. Finnegan is not evidence. The jury are not entitled to treat it as evidence. It is simply a roadmap, I suppose, for the prosecuting barrister to give the jurors at the outset. But he said that the knife would be a central exhibit. He said that one of the injured parties in this case, a Frenchman who intervened during the attack, managed to get a hold of the knife, threw it away. It was later recovered by Gardaí. The jury was given an overview of the injuries suffered by the children, the childcare worker too, and also that man who intervened. We heard one of the girls who was stabbed had no pulse and wasn't breathing when paramedics arrived. She was rushed to hospital where she underwent emergency surgery. The childcare worker had a large cut to the left side of her body. There was some concern about her lung. She had low blood pressure and was also brought to hospital for surgery. And again, this was just a broad overview. Mr. Finnegan didn't go into any great detail. That will all be heard from the witness box, you would assume, in due course. But the jurors were also told that the accused man, Riad Bouchacker, he was also hospitalised after the alleged attack. When Gardaí arrived, the jury was told that he was found lying on the ground. He was being restrained by members of the public. He spent several weeks in hospital. Afterwards, he was eventually discharged. When that happened, he was arrested, he was questioned, and subsequently charged with the offences that he's now on trial for. 8 offences in total. He has pleaded not guilty to each of them.
Frank, the jurors also heard from the mother of one of the alleged victims, a young girl who was stabbed. What did she have to say?
Yeah, she was one of a number of witnesses, I suppose, who took the stand today after that opening address was delivered. And she and the others can't be named to protect the identity of the children, because under Irish law, children's identities are protected in cases like this. The mother of the girl in this case gave evidence to say that her daughter had just turned 5 back in November of 2023. She described dropping her off before going to work. She said that she received a phone call later that day around lunchtime to say that her daughter had been stabbed. And she said when she received that call, she grabbed her things. She ran to Parnell Square, where a Garda cordon was already in place. She said there was a large crowd already gathered there when she arrived. She said that she could see ambulances, fire trucks, Garda cars, and she said that she stopped breathing for a second. She said that she just kept running until she got there. And when she did, she said she identified herself to a Garda at the cordon. That Garda let her through. She said that she actually saw the accused man first. She said that he was being put into an ambulance when she arrived. And she then noticed 5 advanced paramedics surrounding her daughter. She said that she could see her little girl's pink backpack and her pink shoes. She said she just stopped, let the medical professionals work on her because she knew at that moment in time that there was nothing that she could do for her daughter. She said that she was then put in the back of an ambulance as she was taken to hospital. The witness said that Gardaí escorted her to the hospital behind the ambulance. Her daughter was taken straight to theatre. She needed emergency surgery. She had lost a lot of blood. And this woman remembered the first question she asked the surgeon. She asked, "Is she dead?" We heard that due to the lack of oxygen to her daughter's brain, she suffered severe brain damage. And in terms of how she's doing now, because she was asked that question by Mr. Finnegan in her direct evidence, we heard that she's now 7 years of age. She's in a wheelchair, she's nonverbal, and she's being fed through a tube because, as her mother told the jury today, she has to learn how to swallow. She can only answer yes, no questions through blinking. She can't go to the toilet by herself. She can't reach for anything by herself, and she needs medication to sleep. So this girl is one of three alleged victims when it comes to the attempted murder charges that Riyad Bushakar has pleaded not guilty to.
Frank, the parents of other alleged victims also took the stand today. What did they say?
Yeah, the jurors heard from the mother of another alleged victim, another girl who was 6 years of age at the time. And this witness said that her daughter was taken to hospital before she actually got to Parnell Square. So she went directly to the hospital. She met her there. She said that she noted that she had a cut to the back of her head. She said a fragment of her skull was gone. We heard that she had surgery that night and she was able to return home soon afterwards. The father of another girl was also called. He became aware of what was going on, he said, after receiving a phone call from his sister who was attending a gallery on Parnell Square that day. And he said that when he got to his daughter, he said that he noticed she had a lot of hair stuck to her coat, her right shoulder. He said the coat itself was cut. A fine slash was how he described it in his evidence. He said that she was very quiet. He said that she was in shock. His wife was also called. She said that she first found out that something was up when she checked a news app on her phone. Again, she said that their daughter was in shock afterwards. She said that she was the one that brought the clump of hair that she found on her daughter's shoulder to the attention of Gardaí. That was taken away as part of the investigation. And the father of a then five-year-old boy, he also gave evidence today. He was the final witness to take the stand before it finished up a little bit early today. And he too described dashing to Parnell Square on that day. And he said that when he was reunited with his son, he noticed blood on the sleeve of his jacket. His top and t-shirt underneath were cut. And he said that his son had a slash mark on his chest. It was bleeding a little, he said. So we brought him to hospital where the wound was cleaned and dressed.
Finally, Frank, did the jurors hear any evidence in relation to the Garda investigation?
No, not in evidence. We did hear some detail in the prosecution's opening address. But as I mentioned a moment ago, that's not evidence. The jury isn't allowed to treat that as evidence. But we did hear from Mr. Finnegan that during Garda questioning, Riyad Bushakar told Gardaí that what happened was a mistake. He said that he did something, but he didn't know what it was. He said he didn't want to kill anyone that day. He said that he was upset because social welfare had refused his application. He said he wasn't in his right state of mind, that he didn't mean to do what he did. Again, just a broad overview, not evidence. I suspect the prosecution will call evidence and witnesses to take the jurors through the Garda investigation in due course. But Mr. Finnegan, in his opening address, said that he believed that the evidence will prove that Riyad Bushakar was the man who carried out the attack, that he had a knife and that he used it against the children and others that day. Mr. Bushakar, I should say, denies all of those charges.
Frank Graney, News Talk's Cork correspondent, thank you very much for joining us. And you can follow the trial of Riyad Bushakar every day with Frank on the All Rise podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.